Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Duke is getting better one player at a time. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Freshman Jason Tatum started the second half for Duke Tuesday night against Florida in the Jimmy V Classic, and he may never come off the bench again. That's how good number zero was against the Gators. Tatum is a 6'8 gazelle who is a combination of Magic Johnson and Silk Wilkes, the former UCLA smooth man. He was one of three guards playing in an athletic, smallish lineup that was still too big for Florida. Tatum can drive it to the hole, shoot the follow-away, and looks like he will never miss a free throw. Whatever five guys the Dukies are playing can all score, including freshman point guard Frank Jackson, Grayson Allen, Luke Kennard, Matt Jones, and fifth-year senior Emil Jefferson. They only played six guys extensively, while 6'11 Marcus Bolden and 6'10 Harry Giles, perhaps the best of all of their one-and-dones, round back into shape from injuries. This is a team that could be enormous across the front line without losing much speed, or play five guys no bigger than 6'8 and be blinding. Unlike recent Duke teams that stayed away from running and pressing, this one can be the fastest and best defensive club that Mike Krzyzewski has had in a long time. They are scary good. Against Florida, they shot 53% from the floor, 42% from three-point land, and 93% from the foul line, missing only one foul shot. Florida is a big, fast, athletic team that came in ranked number 21 and looked mismatched for most of the game. Honestly, I cannot imagine how good Duke will be with all three of their freshman horses in there. Yes, the ACC will be competitive this season, but it's really a three-team race between 5th-ranked Duke, number 7 Carolina, and number 14 Virginia, who are combined 23-3 going into tonight's UNC home game versus Davidson. The Tar Heels will be without Joel Berry against the Wildcats and perhaps Tennessee Sunday afternoon. Berry will have to get that ankle sprain healed up before they test number 7 Kentucky December 17th that will show how good they really are. This is Archansky. See ya.